And welcome in, everybody, to DailyOverlay.com's first official podcast. I'm Stephen Monahan. Thank you for clicking play on your computer or your mobile device and tuning in and letting the audio flow through your speakers. Now, this is just a teaser podcast for what's to come later this week and each week for the 2016 NFL season. So what is to come each week for the 2016 NFL season? Well, that is going to be our NFL Expert Consensus podcast. That's right. We're going to take our expert consensus that we run every week, just like we did for Major League Baseball, NBA, and have for a couple of years now. We're going to break that down and talk about it a little bit. And most of the time, it'll be myself and another gentleman by the name of Matt Butler. You've probably seen his stuff online if you've been a devout follower of DailyOverlay.com. He will be joining me most weeks. Brad may fill in a time or two, and maybe once or twice it may just be me. And we're really excited about this, as we are going to just kind of take a look at the consensus, go over the numbers, go over who's on our consensus list, talk about surprising maybe people, surprises that, you know, just don't show up on our consensus this week that maybe we thought we could or would, and then we will just kind of go from there. We're going to break it down. Who do we like for cash games? Who do we like for GPPs? Do we think somebody who's got a 10 or 11 pick output for our consensus, are they fade-worthy in tournaments? Or maybe they're just cash game-worthy? We're going to talk about all that. We're pretty excited about it. We'll even maybe throw in some of our sleepers or something toward the end, but please look for that. Each week, we'll get it up maybe Fridays or Saturdays. I don't have a set day for that due to time issues with myself or with Matt, and apologize for that. I wish it could be, you know, every single week on the same exact day at the exact same time, but it's just not going to happen, I don't think. But we will try to get to you as soon as we can, and we'd love to hear, you know, once we get that thing rolling, we'd love to hear what you have to, what you think about it. You can always tweet at us or give us some comments or something like that, things you'd like and things you didn't like, maybe things you'd like for us to talk about, all that kind of stuff. So any feedback is definitely welcome. And now I just want to switch focus real quick for a minute or two about other things that we've got going on at DailyOverlay.com outside of the NFL season. As you know, our MLB coverage has ended for the rest of the 2016 season and postseason. So we wanted to, that took up a lot of time. We really wanted to start focusing on the NFL season. So we apologize to anybody who really enjoyed that, but baseball season's long and we needed to end it. So football is king, and that's where our focus is going to be. But we haven't just ditched every DFS sport yet. We do still have PGA coverage going on as that season kind of comes to a close here. We're in the midst of the FedEx Cup Championship, so our consensus for this week is up and ready to look at if you want to check that out before lineups lock tomorrow morning. So just make sure that you just kind of review that. It may help you fade or add a guy into your lineups or make a switch here and there. I've found the consensus to be quite useful, so you kind of have an idea of who might be highly owned and who may not even be on anybody's radar that could help you win some tournaments or your cash games. So one little note of our PGA consensus, expert consensus, that I find interesting is that highly touted out of 12 experts, Adam Scott at 10,200, that's DraftKings pricing, is 100% picked. So what does that tell you for future ownership tomorrow and through the weekend? Maybe he has really, really high ownership. Maybe he's the highest of the bunch. You know, there's no cut this week as they only have 70 golfers in the field. So everybody's going to get 4 days of golf. So somebody could have two really, really bad days and then two really, really good days or four really bad days. So you really need to focus on your points scored in this one. Who's going to make the birdies and the eagles with four par fives on this course, which is at Crooked Stick in Illinois. So just make sure you check out that consensus list. I hope you find it helpful. Speaking of golf, we also have up right now, you know, there is DFS golf that comes out of the European Tour, and we do have our own Ryan Baroff, who writes some picks. His picks usually show up early in the week as the European Tour gets started a little bit earlier than the PGA Tour. The KLM Open, his preview and picks are up right now on dailyoverlay.com if you want to check those out. Just a couple of his picks real quick. I don't want to give them all away because I want you to go check it out. Alexander Noren, who won last week, he's his top pick at 11,500 on DraftKings. And I'm not even going to try to pronounce some of these guys' names because I will butcher the heck out of them. But maybe my favorite name out of this bunch, Tong Chai JD, maybe? Maybe I got close. But anyway, he's one of Ryan's picks too at $9,800. So just go ahead and check that out. I've found playing Euro Tour has been so helpful in PGA golf because it gives me exposure to so many names that I would never be aware of. So I find it very, very, very helpful to play European golf, DFS golf. I don't play a lot of it, but it definitely helps me for somebody who's kind of a casual player in DFS to maybe be a little bit more knowledgeable on the PGA Tour when those guys kind of blend for the big majors and the big tournaments. So just something I really have enjoyed that. It's been very helpful. So anyway, that kind of just wraps up what we've got going on. Again, remember, NFL Consensus, Expert Consensus Podcast, going to run starting this week for week one through week 16. We'll talk about the playoffs when we get there, but let's take it a week at a time, shall we? So that's going to run Friday or Saturday each week. I can't even give you a day this week, what day it's going to be. Just time constraints have really hamstrung us on when we're going to be able to publish that, but it will always be a Friday or a Saturday, and we'll try to make that known beforehand when we're going to know when it's going to run, because I feel like on a Friday is going to be more helpful on a Saturday because it gives you an extra day or two to kind of listen to us, and maybe it helps you kind of make a decision here and there. But then I can also see the you know, how it could be helpful not running till a Saturday when maybe more injury news is made aware. So either way, just know that we're going to run our podcast each Friday, or each week rather, either on Friday or Saturday. So anyway, hope you've enjoyed this little teaser podcast. Please check us out at dailyoverlay.com for all our printable coverage of PGA golf for the rest of the season and as the NFL starts on Thursday night as the Panthers and the Broncos kick off things in a Super Bowl rematch. I'm Stephen Monahan. Thank you for joining us. See you each week.